103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, it's me today. I want to know if I'm the jerk because DZ is due any day now, having a baby.
Yeah.
And a few months ago when my friends called me and said, do you want to go on a trip somewhere? I said, yeah. And they said, where do you want to go? And I said, anywhere. And they said, when? November? I said, sure.
Don't matter.
And so I booked the trip with my girlfriends this weekend, which also coincides with DZ's due date. And guess what happens if DZ has a baby? Nobody's left, everybody. Allie's in Mexico. DZ's at the hospital. Good luck. Hope you enjoy the show. Nobody's here.
We're going to be off air.
Oh, my God.
No.
Am I the jerk? Because I kind of feel like this was so rude. Am I the jerk for booking a trip to Mexico on DZ's due date? Because somebody's got to hold it down.
Yeah.
And all year, I've taken no vacations, essentially.
Right.
None.
Right.
And then I pick your due date? What is wrong with me?
I mean...
There's 1 week I need to be here on the show when you're having a baby. 1 week! I'm throwing myself in the fire for this. This was stupid. I don't even know if my friends, they're going to die when I tell them this story. They're going to be like, you booked it when DZ was having a baby?
They don't know.
They don't know. They're going to light me up too.
Oh, I thought they knew.
No, they don't live here. We're all meeting up in Mexico.
I figured you might have shared it with them though.
No, because then I'd have to deal with the fact that I suck.
Dog. See, you really are throwing yourself into the fire with this because, bro, hear me out.
It's a D move though. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, then, listen to what I'm about to say.
Okay, what?
No, you're not the one having the baby.
It doesn't matter. Somebody's got to be here when you have the baby.
Yeah, but the thing
there's
is,
only two of us.
There is only two of us. But the thing is, everything will be okay. You do need to take time for yourself. And us having a baby should have no consequence on when you go to spend time.
Yes, it should.
No.
We have a show. Yes, it should. Totally affects.
I disagree.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
If there are two people at work,
yeah,
and they both... And one of them's having a baby. The other one has to be there. You have to plan for this. You're like, well, that one's going to be gone.
Allie said, there's two ship captains. Both of us cannot be away from the helm at the same time, dog.
Imagine if Erin, okay, so she's a third grade teacher, your wife.
Yeah.
And then she's going to have a sub when she's on maternity leave.
Yes.
Imagine if the sub was like, yo, I got you, but can you wait a few extra days until I get back to Mexico? Like, think about it. Erin's like, I'm having a baby. What do you mean?
I cannot wait a couple extra days. I'm sorry.
You can't go to Mexico. You got to work. Like, that's what I would say. See?
Oh.
See?
Okay, when you put it into that kind of perspective, I guess I hear what you're saying, but I still disagree. You shouldn't worry about me when planning your vacation.
You're having a child for crying. Listen, 414-533-1037. I will take it. Maybe you're going to say I'm not the jerk because you're going to side with DZ on you need a vacation. I agree you need a vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the one day during the entire year you've had 9 months to plan that this person's going to be gone.
That's probably
the worst time to book. Why couldn't I have done this a month ago a month after?
You know what's about to happen. I'm going to knock on wood, so hopefully it doesn't. But the situation, of course, would work out that you're at the airport getting mm-hmm. ready to leave and I go, baby time.
That's honestly, that's my fear. Is on Friday morning, you're going to go, yo, Allie, I know you're at General Mitchell right now, but I'm at the hospital. I would die. Don't even manifest it.
I can't breathe.
Don't you dare.
All right. I'm not deciding.
Don't you dare manifest it.
I'm not answering nothing. I'm just trying to say you ain't as much of a jerk as you think,
yes,
right?
I am.
But we don't decide. The people do. It's all on you.
Well, is Allie the jerk for booking a trip to Mexico on DZ's due date? We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for booking a trip to Mexico on DZ's due date? I'm not even reading the text because nobody asked you.
I'll read them.
Let's go to Michelle in New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
All right, give it to me honestly. I booked a trip on DZ's due date, and there's only two of us on the show, so make it make sense. Am I the jerk?
Okay, you are absolutely not the jerk, and here's why. You don't have a vested interest in the company. You're not the owner. You're not the president. So you're an employee, and you are entitled to have time off. Your days off shouldn't have anything to do with when another employee takes off.
But we're a team. DZ and I work together in a way that most people don't. Like, you literally need both of us for this show.
I know
it's
what
Allie
you're
and DZ. I get it why normally the company can figure it out.
It's not like you're a manager over at some office building where it's like, no, you know, my coworkers, my number two, yo, they're having a baby, but I'm leaving too. Like,
imagine if you turn on Real Housewives and 1 week the whole cast was brand new because everybody took a vacation. You'd be like, what the hell is this show? What is this? Where am I at, right?
Oh, I totally get that. But here's the thing. Like, if you listen to other radio stations in the afternoon, never in the morning,
Boring.
Boof. Now I'm playing.
Right. Next.
Like, you know, they'll do highlights from or the best of or something like that. They can find a intern.
She said you can find an intern. You want to bet?
You know who the interns are?
No one can replace y'all. We get it.
We are the interns, yo.
It's me.
Saying.
Yeah, she's like, we'll be fine for a day.
Right.
Well, that's what you say until we get emails. People want to know where the show is because we get those.
Now, here's the other option, Ellie. You could take it on the road and you could do a live broadcast from Mexico.
Nope. Ooh. Sorry. I'll be on the beach with a cocktail with my girlfriends. Leave me alone.
Nope. Never mind.
Don't call me unless DZ has a baby.
There you go.
She said, Michelle, you the jerk for even suggesting that. Nope.
Haven't been to the beach in a long time. No thanks.
Not going to do it with a microphone.
Michelle, thanks for saying I'm not the jerk, though.
Absolutely. Have a great vacation.
Yeah, appreciate you.
That sounds horrible.
Bye.
You're about to have a baby. You're going to get no sleep. And they're like, have a great trip to Mexico.
She said, have a great trip. Didn't say nothing about me. She said, have a good baby. Nothing.
Like, you're supposed
Fine,
to be
Michelle.
On the baby moon, not me. I'm going on a baby moon for DZ and Aaron.
Hey, somebody had to take one. You holding it down. Appreciate
what
you. You appreciate that.
Oh, man. Olivia's in Sheboygan this morning. Hey, Olivia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, I was good till I saw the text that said I'm a jerk.
People just like being
Allie,
bogus.
What's up?
I say you are not the jerk. You do make some excellent points about being a team, but Michelle was correct. You deserve your time off. Everybody does. And the fact that it coincides with Aaron and DZ having a baby, that's unfortunate, but they'll figure it out. The world will still go on.
You're right.
You know,
assuming nothing gets delayed and I get back and we can keep the show moving.
Exactly. There have been other times there can be a backup plan. I was a manager at a credit union, and I had 3 babies in 4 years, and all of my babies came early, so they had to go into backup plan, you know.
And they figured it out.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. They figure it out. And you have an amazing time in Mexico and enjoy yourself and don't worry about what's going on back here.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
Bang.
Thank
that
you
part.
For making me feel better, but you do understand I had 360 other days in this year I could have booked this trip. You do get that, right? And I picked the one day. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Hear me out. You weren't the only person. And Olivia, tell me if you think I'm wrong. You weren't the only person coordinating this trip.
No.
It had to coincide with everybody else's schedules. And not only that, but it's not like you consciously went, oh, that's the weekend DZ's about to have his baby. Yes, book it. Book it right now. No, it was a coincidence, G.
Somebody said, Allie, you're a jerk. Now he can't even enjoy his family because you planned this when his baby is due. See what I mean?
People are lighting you up in the text. I ain't gonna lie.
They can light me up because I told you I think it's a jerk move. And somebody said, and he's gotta work. No. DZ is allowed to go to the hospital. He doesn't have to be here if she's having the baby.
Listen, if the baby's coming and we
are
there,
you're gonna hear a lot of Snoop Dogg, Billie Eilish.
Whole lot of Lil Boothang. Yeah. Olivia, we appreciate you.
Thanks, girl. Have a good day.
Yeah, and good luck to you, DZ and Aaron.
Thank you. We appreciate you. Yeah, have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
Should we talk to Lindsay and Muskego?
Yeah.
I mean, so far, 2 have said not the jerk. So, Lindsay, good morning.
No, don't get stressed. It's going to get...
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning. And yes, you should always talk to Lindsay and Muskego, Allie. I don't know why that was a question.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Lindsay.
I'm about to switch my answer.
Ooh, feel free to. What's your answer? Am I the jerk?
It's a sweep. No, you're not the jerk.
Brought the broom.
Thank you.
Here's the thing.
companies have to figure out staffing. My company is going through some staffing changes, and they're like, oh, we're missing a bunch of people because a lot of people are switching their FTEs or changing.
Yeah.
They still are giving people off. They're just extra pickup shifts. So have someone pick up your shift. Or have, like, Ryan and Calabiano and Lindsay from Muskego be alternate.
Ooh.
Or Santino or Destiny. Like, have some guest host.
Oh, snap. I mean, hold on. They might be onto something. You
I
never
knew
know.
The listeners were going to say, have me on. Have me on. Well, now we're getting the text. Have me on.
Now it's the thing of if the boss is going to let it happen. Y'all know they very particular. They like Allie and DZ. You
uh-huh.
know.
And somebody texted in, didn't management have to approve your time off? Because then not your fault.
Ah, that part.
I don't
part.
Even know if they know I'm leaving.
What?
You know that's you know it. Let's be real. I'm going to be in Mexico, and our boss is going to be like, Allie, where are you? I'm going to be like, Mexico.
Mexico? Hey, but no, the fact of the matter is, you sweeped it out, Lindsay. You said, no brooms, baby. You're
yes.
not the jerk, not the jerk,
also,
not the jerk.
Also, DZ, congratulations on the baby coming and being full term. I had a NICU baby, and that NICU life is hard.
It is. It so, is. So we excited about this one.
Congratulations on this one and not having... Early. That's awesome.
Much Thank better you. Experience.
Yes.
Did you
yes.
love how freaked out he was when I said he was going to have the baby in like a day? You know what to do when I
and
said
to
go send you home?
Yeah, y'all scared me a little bit, but hey, yeah, you know, we built for this, man. It's going to be great.
You got this.
Exactly.
How great of a feeling to take the baby home like with you.
That
Leaving
is true.
The baby in the hospital is a rough time.
That is true. So it talk about a new experience. That's exactly what we're going through. Lindsay, we appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Lindsay. Yeah.
Thank you guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
This is not a jerk topic. It's annoying. Just tell Allie she's a jerk. That's what she wants to hear anyway.
Dog, somebody said, dog, here it
okay.
is. Somebody went, yes, the jerk. Postpone your trip. You already know you're wrong if you go. Let DZ enjoy
See?
The experience of his child's birth without worrying about work. Dang.
It's not what I want to hear. It's what I think I should hear. That's the difference. That's why I'm saying it. I'm. What if she had the baby tomorrow? Are you still going?
Of course.
Well, see?
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. But it's not till Friday.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that would make it even easier to do. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think so. Hey, but at the end of the day, peep this. I don't think you're a jerk. My wife don't think you're a jerk.
Thank you.
The listeners don't think you're a jerk.
Thank
so anybody
you.
Texting jerk, they're the jerk. You want to know what you would be the jerk is? If you come back from Mexico without gifts. Then you the jerk.
Noted. You know what? Heard and received.
Yeah.
Baby blanket on the way.
Got to be one of the warm Hispanic ones, too, with the animal print. You know the one. Yeah. You know the one.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Say less. Thank you for everyone for saying I'm not the jerk, since that's not what I wanted to hear.